Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
Full of fruit. And we're not talking about just any type of fruit. We're talking about being full of the fruit of the Spirit, what is talked about in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. When it tells us, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. And this is what we want. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. So today as we continue this series, I want to ask you the question, what does your fruit look like? What does your fruit look like? There are laws that govern the world. There are laws that govern nature. There are laws that govern the universe. There are always laws that govern different things. There are laws that govern what you see and laws that govern what you don't see. And things that govern the natural things and there are laws that govern spiritual things. And we understand that God is a lawgiver. Not temporal laws. He gives eternal laws. And he is the great king that creates and decrees laws. So when we look at Galatians 5, 22, 23, in the end it says something really interesting. It says, there is no law against these things. After it lists all the fruits of the Spirit, it says, there is no law against these things. And I think that's a very interesting statement. And I looked through many translations, you could probably go home and do the same, and you'll find it's the same in every translation that uses the word law. There is no law against these things. Now, this Greek word that's used here for law, nomos, it is a law or rule producing a state approved by God. A law or rule producing a state approved by God. I thought that was really interesting. A law or a rule. I want my life to be in a state of approval by God. Does anybody here want that in your life? I want my life to be in a state that's approved by God. A state, and that state that my life needs to be in so that it is approved by God is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The life that is in a state of approval by God is one that has the fruit of the Spirit. If I'm looking to find God's approval, I want to be bearing the fruit of the Spirit. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, work hard. Look at somebody and say, work hard. Work hard. Let me tell you something. Being a Christian, sometimes people don't get this part. You got to put some work in. You got to put some work in. Now, it's not always going to be easy. So this is what Paul tells Timothy. He says, work hard so that you can present yourself to God and receive his, here's this word again, approval. Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly explains the word of God. We should desire to be disciplined and coached by the Holy Spirit and coached by others that can help us get to a state that we are approved by God. A worker who doesn't have to be ashamed of their fruit. We don't have to be ashamed when we bear the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of love, fruit of joy, peace, patience, and the list goes on. Can you imagine being approved by God? That feeling. I know that you've had it at some point. Hopefully you've had it at some point in your life where you just felt God's approval shining down on what you were doing in that moment. It's a powerful thought. When politicians are running the advertisements, right, at the end of their statement, they say, I have approved this message. Right? I have approved this message. I want for God to look down on us and say, I approve of that message coming out of them. I approve of the fruit coming out of their lives. That's essential. That's essentially what God said to Jesus when he was baptized. In Matthew 3:17, he said, this is my son whom I love, and with him I am well pleased. I have given him my stamp of approval. God said two things. Number one, I love my son. Number two, I'm well pleased with him. I love my son, and I'm well pleased. Please get a hold of this. There is a distinction. There's a difference between love and approval. And anybody that's been a parent understands there's a difference between love and approval, right? Why did God approve of Jesus? It's not just because he was the Son of God. It's not just because he was God in the flesh. It was because he was doing the things that God commanded. He was bearing fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. All the fruit was there on display in Jesus' life. God could look down and say, I approve of this. I approve of him. When you have a child, when you're a parent, when that child is doing the right thing, we look at the fruit and say, I approve of the fruit. I approve of what my child is doing right now. When my child is doing the wrong thing and I come home and the house is a wreck and a lamp is broken, I don't say, man, I'm so thankful for what you've done here. It's awesome. I approve of this. No, I say, I love you, but this is wrong. The house should have been cleaned up. The lamp should not be broken. I don't approve of the lamp being broken. I don't approve of you not doing your chores. So there's a difference between love, love that should be unconditional, and approval that comes from bearing fruit. I not only want to receive the love of God, I also want to receive his approval. When Jesus was baptized, God the Father said, this is my Son whom I love, and with him I am well pleased. Our desire should be to please the Father. Our desire should be to please the Father. And the book of Galatians chapter 5, even before we get to the fruit of the Spirit, they give us two different fruit profiles. The fruit of the Spirit is one profile, but even before that, there's another profile. We talked about last week that we're all bearing fruit. Whether you like it or not, whether you're comfortable with that idea, you're bearing fruit. Could be good fruit, could be bad fruit, but you're bearing fruit. If we want to have approval from God, we need to develop the right fruit profile. Galatians 5 tells us about the fruit of the flesh, and then he tells us about the fruit of the Spirit. So we have a choice between these two fruit profiles. The Holy Spirit wants to, of course, help us develop the right fruit profile. Let me read for you Galatians 5, 16 and 17. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Again, two directions, two profiles. The sin nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit wants to give us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions. So there's two forces at work, the sinful nature and the Holy Spirit. That's what Paul tells us. Two forces at work, the sinful nature and the Holy Spirit. The sinful nature wants to drag you back into the old stuff, the old life, the old habits, the old sins, and even new sins. The Holy Spirit wants to coach you up into your purpose and to bear fruit that pleases God. These are two forces that are at work in our lives. These two forces are pushing us to one or the other fruit profile. There's a sin nature. The devil wants to tempt you and get you into that. And then there's the Holy Spirit who wants to empower you to live an overcoming life. We all have this battle within. There's nobody that's exempt from this battle. You might look at somebody that look like they got it all together. They're going through the same battle you are. They may be winning a little bit more. They might be losing a little bit more. They're going through the same exact battle that you're going through. Paul told us the same two forces are at work. Sinful nature, flesh, sin nature, flesh nature. And we got the Holy Spirit trying to develop fruits in us. There's a battle within. And it's not easy work. We talked about it. 2 Timothy. It's hard work. Work hard, Paul told Timothy. It's hard work, but it's needed work. And it's the most important work that you will do, is learning how to bear these fruit. The two main fruit profiles that the Apostle Paul tells us about in Galatians 5. One fruit profile comes from the flesh, the sinful nature that we all have. If we give into that, we bear the fruit of the sinful nature. Bad choices that lead us away from God. Sinful fruit brings separation in our relationship. Maybe not complete separation overnight. A little more sin, a little more separation, a little more sin, a little more separation, right? Adam and Eve, as soon as there was sin, they were not able to be in the Garden of Eden anymore. So there's this separation that happens. The other fruit profile is one that comes from a life that wants to please God. This profile comes from having a relationship with the Holy Spirit and allows Him to coach you. When you develop the fruit profile that comes from the Holy Spirit, it pleases the Father. Let's contrast these two fruit profiles. As we read Galatians 5 and listen to the Apostle Paul, he gives us these two pictures. He says, 5:19 through 23, he says, when you follow the desires of the sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living in this sort of light will not inherit the kingdom of God. But, and this is the part that we all know, we don't read the other part too much, but the fruit of the Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our life. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against these things. There is a law against the other things. Right? So we can follow the desires of the flesh. We can do the things that feel good emotionally, or we can do the hard work of seeking God. Our path, one path is easy. In the short term, it feels good, but it ends in destruction. The other path is hard in the short term, but in the end, it brings eternal life. Two fruit profiles, two paths, right? Two natures. We're all making choices that bring us closer or farther from God. When we give in to the sinful nature, we're making choices that bring us farther from God. That doesn't change God's love for us, but it does change our proximity. So understand this. God's love is unconditional. It doesn't change God's love, but it changes our proximity. God's not walking away from us. We are stepping away from Him. Every time we give in to the sin nature, every time we give in to the flesh nature, we're taking one more step away from Him. He's not moving. It says, I'm God, I never change. He never changes. His position doesn't change. He is the Father in the prodigal son story. His house is in the same place. Some people say, God, why are you so far from me? He's not. God's love is unconditional. God's presence is conditional. Some people don't understand this theologically. It's hard for them to wrap their heads around this concept that God's love is unconditional, but His approval is conditional. Jesus said, if you love me, obey my commands. Right? You have to understand, certain things in Scripture are unconditional. Like, God's word will never change. God's love is unconditional. There are some things, no matter what's going on, it is the same. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But guess what? I can find favor in His eyes. I can get that stamp of approval. And that's a different thing. The Bible tells us that God, watch this, He doesn't wink at sin. God will not be in the presence of sin because He is perfect. That is the whole reason for Jesus and us being clothed in the righteousness of Christ, so that we can be near him, even though we have some imperfections in our life. We can still be close to him. That's why Jesus came and died on the cross. Some people don't, it's hard to understand. God will not be in the presence of sin because he's perfect. This theme is echoed over and over in the New Testament and the Old Testament, right? God's love is unconditional. His presence is conditional. That's why people who are doing the wrong thing might say, "Why don't you just accept me?" God loves us, but it's our job to do what pleases him. I can love you without approving of what you're doing right now. I can love you and not approve of your actions. I can love you without embracing the sin that you have in your life. This is how God interacts with us and how we have to learn to interact with those around us. Can you love the world and not embrace their sin? That's a question. Can you love the world and not embrace their sin? We're challenged to do that because that's what God does. For God so loved the world, he didn't leave the world the way they were in their sin condition. He loved them so much, he sent Jesus with an overwhelming sacrifice to redeem and to challenge us to be like him. To be essentially perfect. Be holy as I am holy. That's the challenge put out there, to be like Christ. We should deal with others the way that God deals with us. With a love that's unconditional, right? But I don't have to approve of things that I know in Scripture are not right. To receive the approval from God, we have to do the things that God says. If my kids don't do what I told them, I don't say, "Guys, I celebrate you." I don't say, "No, I don't say, I approve of what you're doing. I approve of you right now." I say, "I love you, but I don't approve of what you're doing." God's position towards us is the same. Repentance draws us close to God. Sin pulls us away. Why was David so close to the heart of God? Because he knew how to repent. There's not one of us in this room that's perfect. But there's some people that are better at repentance. They know how to pick themselves up and say, "God, I'm sorry. I messed up. Please forgive me. Please help me do better. Please help me be better. Holy Spirit, please coach me up into these fruits of the Spirit. I want to be what you want me to be." Two forces at work in us. The sin nature and the Holy Spirit. They cause two different fruit profiles. It's our choice what fruit we're going to bear. Are we bearing the fruit that pulls us away from God, or are we developing the fruit that draws us close to him, that draws us into him? Our desire should be to partner with the Holy Spirit to develop the type of fruit that pleases God. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. This is where we find not just the love of God, but also his favor. I don't know about you, but I want his favor to rest upon him. I want to see him smile down on what I'm doing with my life. I want to bear much fruit. Our heart's desire should be to live a life that's fruitful. Live a life that is full of good fruit. Will you bow your heads with me? God, I thank you for each and every person that's here. God, you're challenging us to live a life that is fruitful. Full of good fruit. The fruit of love, of joy, of peace, of patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. God, we want to develop the fruit you want us to develop. For that, sometimes that means we got to take some stuff out of our life. We got to prune some of the old stuff out. Prune some bad fruit so we can make some room for some good fruit in our lives. God, I thank you, Father, for challenging us in this season to have good fruit. And as heads are bowed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I'm not where I want to be with Jesus today. I may have drifted, but I want to connect with him. I know I need him. I know I need his spirit to help me in life to develop fruit that pleases the Father. If that's you and say, I need to reconnect with Jesus, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are. Amen. 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 Maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I've ever really committed myself to Jesus. I've been around certain religious things, but I've never made that commitment myself. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray for you today. Amen. If you lifted your hand for either of those two things, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this prayer, you can say this with us. Jesus, thank you for your unconditional love. Thank you for dying on the cross to save my life, to cleanse me of my sins. I'm sorry for all of my bad choices, the times that I sinned, the time that I pulled myself away from you. I realize I need you. Apply the perfect work of the cross to my life. Give me a clean start today. Jesus, I need you to lead me. I need you to guide me and help me live a life that pleases the Father. In Jesus' name, everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.